Yes, my name is Yusuf Ismail Sharmarki. Me, I'm 65 years. I live Pelican Rapids. And first, I came in San Diego, 2001, January. After 2 months, I came Minneapolis. And August 2001, I came Pelican Rapids. I'm a star Turkey Plan job. And I'm working in pony department. Yeah, cut the meat of the bone. I'm from Somalia. And 1999 is my country is fighting. Yeah, I ran Ethiopia. Ethiopia, I'm refugee almost 3 years something. After that, I came Kenya. I live Kenya, no, and 7 years something, yeah, I live in Ethiopia. After that, I came Kenya. It's a refugee, not good life. That's why my country is broken, not good life. My children, me, my dad, and my brothers, and stepbrothers, and ran someplace. Me and my children go someplace. There's too much problem, refugee. Yeah, when I come here, I have a good life. Me, my children, I have a still good life. I like, and when I come here, I only coming, only me coming. I'm working. Somebody help me after that, and five my uncle and or niece or I'm helping, and I take care of my children, my nephew and niece, five children. After that, and I'm responsible five my children, and when they come, when I responsible my children, and I don't have house. I have five children is coming, but I don't have house.
Were you living in an apartment?
Yeah, I'm renting 3 rooms here, and the young Kim, she's helping refugee Lutheran service. Tell me and name and your office.
Lutheran Social Service.
The young Kim, she work Lutheran Social Service. I'm asking, and I have five children. It's coming. Where can I have house? She say, okay. I have idea. I say, okay. She say, you bought house. I say, I don't have money. She say, no problem. Government help me. When you come, who help me? I say, America. She say, now, America help me. I say, okay, thank you so much. She call and West Central Minnesota housing. Yes, one lady work and she work in West Central Minnesota housing. She say, Yusuf Sharmarke, he's too much family. But he don't have a house. The young Kim say, and I need give Yusuf Sharmarke house. She say, okay.
Can you explain about the interest? Because that's the problem for home ownership for Muslims. Muslims do not either pay or earn interest. Hard to buy a house.
Yeah. Non-interest. When she say, and the young Kim, and you buy a house, I say, the young Kim, house interest, I don't need it. That's why I'm Muslim. She say, no problem. You give without interest house.
Found a program. That refurbished older houses that had been on the market for a long time. The program would buy them up, refurbish them, and then sell them on contract for deed at 0% interest with an inflated price tag to take care of the interest. So he makes payments based on his income, and he will have title to the house when he's done making the payments.
They give house without interest.
When did you buy
it? Yeah, I buy a house in 2004. Yeah, my children come, my nephew and my uncle and come. After that, it's okay. I'm good life for now. And my children is finished high school. They go in Minneapolis, they learn in college. I like Pelican Rapids. Or I like Minnesota.
Yeah.
Yeah, my children live in Minneapolis. Me, I live here. I'm work. I'm helping my children. It's okay. Yeah. Before Civil War, it's okay. Yeah. Before Civil War, I'm okay. I have good life. Yeah, I'm farmer. Yeah, livestock broker. Yes, I'm okay. I'm stories. I'm okay. Yeah. I have good life before Civil War, Somalia.
Does Pelican Rapids have a mosque?
Yes, yeah. Little mosque. Okay. Pelican Rapids is good life. It's life and good people. They help, everything they help. Yeah. Yeah, they good, Pelican good people. Yeah. America good people. Minnesota too. I like it. Yeah, thank you so much. Yeah, that's why my children all school finish. They learn in college, university. Yes. When I leave Somalia, I don't know now. My children die or many problems. Yeah. That's why I'm not safe now.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Me, I'm okay. Everything okay. I have house, my children is okay, my city is okay, is good life, I have peace, you know, I have good peace, we don't have any problem, yeah.
Well, so tell me, I want to know a little bit more about your everyday life.
Yeah.
So, when you wake up in the morning, what time do you start your day?
Oh, 10 years. I'm working 10 years. 10 years. Every morning I wake 5 o'clock. Yes.
Okay.
I'm start 10 years every day and 6 o'clock work. I'm start 6 or almost I'm 8 hours, 10 hours, 5 days a week, or sometimes 6 days.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Do you have time to pray when you're at work?
Yes, I pray in the work. No, yes, separate room and time break. I'm praying. I'm going to school, in adult school. I'm going. Yeah.
And what are you learning?
English. 10 years I live here, I'm learning in English.
Ah,
when I come here, I'm no English.
No.
Yeah, before hard, but now okay.
Yeah. So, what do you do for fun?
Only eat, sleep, pray, learn my class. Or talk to my children.
Do you go down to Minneapolis and go to the big mosque sometimes?
Sometimes, yeah. But then, me and I go to Minneapolis one day, I come back, I don't have chance.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He has relatives
down
there.
I live with my children, I come back. Yeah, my old one is county. She is county.
Accounting.
Yeah.
Okay.
Now she go in college. She work in a company.
Mm-hmm.
One my daughter, she learn and now a doctor. Yeah. She's good. She learned university. Or another one, Abdurrahman Ismail, an engineer electric. But I don't know another one, but it's okay. Everybody choose.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah. But I need all my children education. Yeah. Only my children all going college. Only me, Chap.
Can you tell me about being an elder in town?
You are a Somali elder.
Yeah.
Tell me about that. What do you do? What does that mean?
Yeah, the police really rely on the elders to handle all of the
when they
problems
see police,
within the community.
Yeah.
Oh. So if there are any issues, any problems in the Somali community, the elders take care of it first.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
And it's only if the elders can't take care of it that it would go to the police.
Yeah.
Did you tell him what you are doing at the turkey plant now? You said you were in boning for 5 years and now they've given you another job.
Okay, yes, I'm 5 years I'm working department boning, another 4 years and 4 months I'm do a sanitation department. We wash, clean rooms, machines, racks, everything clean and bacteria.
And are there a lot of Somali people that work at the turkey?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, a lot of Somali work at turkey plant.
Okay.
Yeah.
Is it almost all Somali people who work at the turkey plant?
Oh, plant and many countries work at turkey plant. And Somalia, Mexican, and Bosnian, Vietnam.
Okay.
You know? Yeah, many countries work in turkey plant.
Does everybody get along okay?
No fighting, no problem. We have good manager, good supervisor, good and office, and no trouble, no problem. We plant.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Have you gone on Hajj?
Yes, one time.
When did you go?
Yeah, 2008.
2008.
Yeah.
What was that like?
I like it.
You like it?
Yeah.
Can you tell me about it?
It's, Christians sometimes they go in Jerusalem.
Mm-hmm.
What they do?
They visit holy sites and they pray.
Same like that.
Yeah.
Same like that.
If one of your children did not respect God, did not pray, did not go to mosque, what would you do? You are the father.
Oh, and I tell go mosque, go pray, go respect God. When he say I don't know, his choice. His choice. That's why God counting.
You are going to Kenya now in January? Maybe.
Maybe. After January. Kenya, and I visit some of my family or big family or relative, cousin, something, or friends, family. Rest. I need rest too.
Yeah.
I'm more working and I'm tired now.
Yeah.
Too much tired. Yeah.